This is URN.
There's been some research going on at the University of Nottingham that has involved specially organised dementia-friendly swimming sessions that have been proven to be beneficial to people with dementia and also to their carers, according to a new study by researchers at the University of Nottingham and the Institute of Mental Health. So the team involved set out to find out what impact swimming sessions could have on the lives of people with dementia and also how they affect the experience of their carers, so trying to not just look at the people with dementia but also the people that care for them, which is a sometimes neglected aspect of treatment of the elderly, I think. So the project also explored how and in what ways swimming sessions at public pools can be made dementia friendly, and the research was published in Dementia, which was carried out with the help of the Amateur Swimming Association and Swim England, who run a national project to improve access to swimming for people with dementia. So I guess there's a couple of things to look at here. I think one of them is obviously the impact upon carers that this might have, and also the impact it could have upon the general public as well. Because you see, sort of as you got there, the sort of the cut of this jib was, can we make it possible for people with dementia to swim safely in public swimming pools without causing distress to themselves or to people around them? So just to give a quick one, just to throw out there to start with, obviously it's great for people with dementia, but how important is it for people, for the carers, to have this sort of same treatment?
I think it's important, but I think also like the patient should be the top priority, I suppose. And thinking about how you can make this safe for people with dementia to swim safely and not kind of be a hazard to the public, I don't think it would be much trouble or harm really if, say, a swimming pool was closed for an hour, not closed for an hour a day, but an hour a day was specifically for kind of dementia patients. And we're seeing more and more people being diagnosed with dementia with kind of varying levels of severity, so I think this is only something that should be encouraged rather than discouraged.
Yeah, I mean, from personal experience, my grandmother Sally died with dementia, and it took a real toll on my grandfather having to care for her. It's a really draining experience, and I think that if they can do something that's safe and friendly in this way, it could be a really beneficial way to sort of go about it.
And also something that's sociable for the carers, I suppose.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because I think, just like you, Matt, my great aunt died of dementia, and I think being a carer for a patient with dementia can also be quite isolating, because you kind of are dragged into their world, which is obviously a world that doesn't really make sense. So this could be beneficial for the carers as well as the patients.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it was certainly a case for me with my grandpa that he just felt completely sort of isolated and cut off from the real world. I mean, obviously loved my grandmother very much and was trying to deal with that, and it's not definitely not an easy thing to do at all. So I think it's important that we provide the carers with the right support network that to basically do this as well. And I think that we must make sure we don't neglect them, and I think that sort of transponds across all forms of care for the elderly, whether it be dementia related or otherwise. So on sort of the treatment though of this, it's quite exciting really to see that they're sort of, you know, being quite innovative about how they're going about treating these illnesses. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I think it is good, because I think every illness, especially things like dementia, where we don't really have a massive amount of knowledge of kind of how to help people with the disease, I think there's kind of a stigma around it, and there's a concern that, you know, like we're saying about these people being isolated, very specific treatments get them, you know, they're given medication, and which kind of just keeps them a decent level, which still ends up not being enough, unfortunately. But there's not, I don't think there's enough of this kind of creative research and encouraging these patients to be able to enjoy aspects of life, because obviously it's so difficult for us to be able to put ourselves into the, you know, the minds of somebody going through something like this and the people around them. But it makes you be able to view these diseases and think, well, you know, when you do get the unfortunate news, which so many of us do, and so many of us will do, of knowing that a family member has been diagnosed with the disease, you know that there's positive research going into it, and that at the end of the day there will be kind of a positive outlook.
Also, it kind of there's a certain aspect of maintaining like humanity, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And just taking pills, I remember from my great aunt, it got to the point where she had to go into care, but because of the dementia, she was just forgetting to take the pills in the first place.
Yeah.
And that was definitely kind of an aspect of neglect, I think, on the part of the local council, kind of not doing their bit to look after local residences. But this is something where going for a swim is something that people of all ages do, and it's not just taking pills and it's not just being in a care home. It's really kind of getting out there, getting active. You're not just stuck in a bed, and I think that's something that's really important, just to, especially also for people who the dementia is just developing or something along those lines, where there's still kind of a certain aspect of the real world left. And I think that's something that's really positive, because everyone enjoys swimming at the end of the day. I mean, I can't actually swim, but but yeah, I think it's a really positive way, and as you said, Matt, an innovative way as well, to treat people.
I think that's a really good point, and I think also people might associate sort of somebody being quite frail with that dementia, but actually that can be the opposite of the case. My grandmother, for instance, was very physically able. She was in really good physical condition, but just obviously had a disease of the mind, really, and with dementia, which was alternative to my grandfather, who had Parkinson's, so was physically less capable, but was mentally quite with it, which was sort of, they have all the necessary ingredients between them and not all together.
Which
grandpa used to joke about quite a lot. But yeah, I think it's important that we remember that people who have dementia aren't necessarily physically incapable, and that they want to, you know, enjoy their lives still, even if they do have a bit, even if they do have this disease. I think if we just sort of, if we look at this, you know, obviously a cure for dementia and cancer, those sort of horrific diseases, haven't yet been found. But do you think that it's important that people focus on this palliative care, almost, as well as also looking for a cure to the disease? Is this just as important as looking for an ultimate cure, do you think?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, the way we're going at the moment, we have been trying to look for a cure, and we will continue to. But in the meantime, we do have, like, there's... We've clearly got space and resources available to be able to look into proper care for these people rather than... And so you do hope, especially with, obviously, we know at the moment about decline in funding going into the NHS, and we know that sometimes in these cases, research doesn't get properly done, and that's why, thankfully, you know, universities are kind of taking a stand and looking into different types of care. And I think as much as you'd like to know that there will be a cure at some point, at the same time, you want the victims of these diseases to be able to feel safe and to be able to be in an environment for now that makes them kind of feel comfortable.
I think also quite often these kind of treatments can actually have unexpected impacts and positive impacts with that. Mm-hmm. So they may just be there as kind of a nice thing to do and an alternative to medicine. But at the end of the day, I think they probably do have positive impacts on the patients. So that's something that should be supported, I suppose.
This is URN.